This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Chucky's with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the free Odyssey app all across the country. Download that app if you haven't already. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, October 25th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello, Rickies. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday.
That is the foursome. Hey, it is a happy Friday. Cakes said it was a payday Friday.
It is a payday Friday. Yeah, it's good.
For some reason, I was doing bills yesterday, and I don't have like all this money to pay all the bills every week. So sometimes you're waiting for that paycheck, and it's like, oh, I'll get it till next week. Maybe I'll wait to pay the mortgage till next week.
Hmm.
And then Cake said that payday's today. It's magical.
There you go.
It's a good day.
My wife gets paid every week, so that's easy to track. We get paid every other week.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's My wife's paycheck hits the same day as mine, so it's good.
Always the same?
On the same schedule.
On the same schedule.
We're linked up.
Well, you guys know in my family, I don't take care of the bills.
You don't take care of
it. I don't know.
We're well aware.
You don't know when it's going.
The only
it's
thing
coming.
I monitor is my personal Venmo account, which is my personal stash. It's the only thing I monitor, and that has about 700 in it.
Not bad.
It's
pretty good Venmo.
Not bad.
I get so salty when my Venmo dips into, then I have to start going into it's linked to my bank account.
To reload?
Yes.
Yeah.
It gets me salty. And I'm going to have to ship Jason probably 20 bucks because Bilal Coulibaly fell 1 point short for
He's
me.
Down 20.
Last night.
I'm trying to just tell him to double it up on something this weekend.
I have to tell you.
Eventually you're going to win.
Or I could just keep losing.
What are you going to go, 0-20?
It's happened before.
I have to tell you, so I watched The Wiz last night.
Yeah, you had bullets fever.
You know what, Cakes? To be honest, I'm not sure I had bullets fever.
At least but a mild case.
I saw on Twitter that J.P. Finley and Patsos were doing the alt cast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're lined up to do a couple alt casts. Mm-hmm. And so I said, let me watch. Let me see how this goes. It's exactly what I thought. It's going to be butt hard. Okay. Jason?
Yeah. Jimmy P?
Jimmy Patsos is perfect for the alt cast.
Because he doesn't stop talking.
Because he has 9 million stories.
Yeah.
Got bartender stories. Got coaching stories. Yep. He's the greatest. Okay. Mm-hmm. J.P. Finley's very comfortable. He's great. I got nothing. I'm telling you right now, I don't have anything anywhere close to that. And Drab, I can tell by your look, you don't like me discussing this. I got nothing for the alt cast. I watched it, and I went, we're nowhere near as good.
I popped in, and they were talking about food for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that. You think we can't do that?
No, I know we can, but listen.
They were talking
Patsos
about the food.
Is so good.
They were talking about the sweets.
Yeah,
Patsos, I think he was doing ticket selling. He was, like, talking about the certain section.
Right. Patsos knows where everybody in the world's from. Mm-hmm. He knows what high school they went to.
We've got that covered.
AAU team they went to.
Jason knows all that.
We're just telling stories.
Nobody wants you to be Jimmy Patsos. They want you to be Eric Bickle.
Yeah. I know.
And just riff.
I'm going to.
And talk about Bilal not scoring 20 or 10 points.
Yeah.
That's fine. Perfect. I will. Right. I,
do
listen,
you.
I'm going to do the very best I can because that's how I do life. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. It's not what like JP thinks. Like everything's just walk in the park. It's going to be hard. I'm up for it. You're going to pay me a decent amount. I'm going to do it. And I want people to watch. It's going to be hard. Patsos was very good. JP Finley's very comfortable.
Let's just get Patsos as our fifth junkie there.
Yeah. They had Lox on. Lox was good. Like, I actually don't like guests, but Lox was great. He was very relaxed.
Did he come in into the studio?
No, he just did a, like a Manning cast thing.
Oh,
like,
he was in his office.
Oh, okay.
But he was great. He was very relaxed. Why are you looking at me? I can tell Drav has a disgusted look. I'm just being honest. Completely honest.
You're going to spook. Jason already doesn't want to do it. Now you're going to give him stage fright.
I'm not. You know what?
He's not going to back off because I said it.
I'm not worried about it.
He's already committed. He's going to do it.
We'll get you some EP stories. Just do EP.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm just saying, Patsos, it's more of a compliment. It's also to Pat. He's just so entertaining. He's just a nonstop motor mouth. Yeah.
With energetic
9 million stories.
Yeah.
He's great. He's great.
Well, you need to do that.
None of us are, we're our own thing. None of us are great like that.
You need to do that when the team's just getting blasted in the second half.
Yeah.
First half, the Wizards were competitive. Second half, the Celtics said, okay,
we're
the NBA champs. Mm-hmm. And even the guys who come off the bench are better than your guys. And Peyton Pritchard went nuts hitting threes. And I don't think his three-quarter shot counted. That's one of his signatures, the half court shots, three quarter shots, but it was JV against
that
the varsity
shot that he hit. Mm-hmm. And when I realized, oh my God, that's the kid that does it all the time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't think it counted, but that kid crazy.
It was first quarter was fun to watch. I mean, obviously the Wiz competed and Poole couldn't miss a shot, and I was obviously watching Koulibaly and hoping he would stay under 9 points.
And he did.
And he did.
Damn it.
I
thought I had it in the bag.
Kicks lost that by a half.
He had 5 at halftime.
Yep.
But then he just, all he wanted to do is pass the ball. He thought he was Magic Johnson all of a sudden leading the team in assists.
Hey, I transcribed and transferred the bet book over to the new one.
Oh, you did? Okay.
You did?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a lot of effort.
There's not that much stuff. I did this when you guys were
at the
EAS Center.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There weren't that many
outstanding bets. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah. So I have some that weren't settled.
Paid. All right. So maybe you got money coming back.
Or I probably have more money going out. Yeah. I would guess.
I'm never on the right.
Most
side
likely
of this.
More money going out than coming out.
Did you guys ask me for that book because Cakes has been notorious of not putting bets in the bet
that
book
is
because
true.
He says he can just remember them.
Yeah.
And then what happens is they come up and he disputes
it's
them.
Not the greatest system.
So Valdez said, hey, can I have that book? Yeah. I want to
so
take
now
over.
Are you in charge now of the bet book?
Yeah, I'll write them down.
That, you know okay. what? That's fine. You could have it.
You don't feel ashamed that they've taken your.
Okay. Do you think I feel ashamed?
I don't know. Like, do you have any pride? Or like,
I mean, I have pride, but if he wants to
you're
keep
fine.
Track of it, I'm fine with that.
All right. So, what do you got, Valdez? What's outstanding?
We both can do it. Did you guys settle your week one tease between the Commanders and Bucks? Cake said plus 9.5 over 37.5. That was for $5.
I don't know.
Who was that with?
That was with you. You booked it for $5.
So he owes me another $5.
Yeah, so just put it on, put it on the pile.
So that's 25. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Hey, but you know what? Mark that as paid because I'm going to go through
it.
Give me the bad news. I'm sure.
Hold
I'm
on
in
a second.
There.
I'm going to make him whole.
Hold on a second. That might have been the first $5 bet, and then we doubled it up to 10.
Okay.
So I'm going to consider that part of the 20.
The
so that's squad. Okay.
I'm going to consider that part
paid.
Of the 20.
Okay, yeah. So that
hadn't been paid yet, but that's part
got
of the 20.
Okay, gotcha.
That's fine.
Terry catches against the New York Giants over 5.5. Cake said yes. JP had no. That was for $2.
I'm going to guess he didn't have over 5.5 catches in that game.
I mean,
was that week two?
That was week two against the Giants.
I don't think he got going until week three.
He definitely. It's a lock he didn't hit that number.
Those are the only outstanding bets. You want to hear all the other ones that are?
Sure. I'd like to hear some updates, see where we stand.
JP, yes. Bish, no. Alex Sarr over 12.5 points per game. This is
not a good start for Mr. Sarr.
This is the big one.
He had one dunk.
Yeah.
0 for 6 from three.
By the way, McLaurin against the Giants had 6 catches.
Oh, you did?
JPO's, what week was that?
Oh, but sliced.
JPO's cake's $2.
What week was that game? Two or three?
Well, he
probably had 6 catches for like 35 yards.
Oh, okay.
22 to be exact.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's hard to do, by the way.
6 for 22 on 8 targets.
So many screens.
So many screen passes.
That's when Kingsbury was on probation.
Think about that stat line.
He owes you money on that.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a big one. Ovi will break the goal record. Cakes, yes. Bish, no.
Yeah.
Cakes gets $100. Bish gets $1,000.
Yeah. If he doesn't.
You really? It's worth $100 for you, Jason, on that
just a
one
sweat.
Outer?
Just a sweat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, he still needs 40.
Yeah.
It's a lot of goals.
I mean, what's he going to get? Unless he literally gets murdered, he's going to get it.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz will start more than 3 games in his NFL career. EB, yes. JP, no.
All right, that's still outstanding.
I know, it's outstanding.
Did he get a start late last year or just fill in? I think he started for the Rams.
He got a start.
I think he got a start. So I need 2 more.
Cool, you need two more.
That's big for you that he started that game.
So you need Mahomes to get dinged.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible.
Here you go, Cakes.
Yeah.
Ayuk to Commanders by week 1. Cakes, yes. EB, no. $5.
$5 is outstanding. Yeah.
I got to ship him $5.
Venmo.
All right.
I just gave Venmo Cakes $2 cash.
All right. I'll mark that as paid.
Yes. I'm paying it now. So bitter.
Thanks
a lot for updating the bet. Sorry. It's great.
Here, Jaden Daniels over 16.5 total touchdowns for the season. Cakes, yes. Bish, no.
$10. That's cool. A lot. That's
you're going to get back 10. Yeah.
Was that passing or is that passing?
Total.
Only 16.5?
Jason, yeah. Hater. Because he thinks he's going to get hurt.
Yeah,
he is hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt for
20. The Dragons did believe her.
It only takes another major injury.
Right there.
Here you go.
I'm not looking great on that.
Terry McLaurin over 10 total touchdowns for the season.
That's a Cakes, yes.
Cakes, yes. At 3-1. Jason, no for $5.
I mean, that's looking kind of good.
All right, who gave
it's really
the 3-1?
To get wide receiver
you
touchdowns.
Did. Your Cakes gets 3-1 if he has.
So it's $15 to his 5.
Correct.
Okay. Size, big
but
T-Mac
fan. But what is he at, 4 right now?
I think he's got 4.
4.
It's going to be close.
That's going to be a sweat.
It's going to be a sweat right to the end.
Right. Commanders change their name by the start of the 2027 season. JP, no. Cakes, yes, $20.
Can I get on that?
I bet so live.
Can I get on that? I want on that so bad.
I'm not changing the name.
Got 3 years.
That ain't happening.
Olamide Zaccheaus catches over 24.5. EB, yes. Cakes, no. $2.
I mean, I think that's a board of lock. I win that.
He gets 1 or 2 a game. What is he at right now?
I don't know.
I'll tell you right now.
Does he get about 5 or 8?
Zaccheaus?
Yeah.
Total catches right now. He has total catches. He's got 19.
Oh, hold on. He has 19. He has 19 already.
That one.
He's got 19.
He had that one big game.
That's for $2.
He had one big game. That's going to hook you.
That's only for $2.
That one big game is going to save you.
So,
see?
Those are all the outstanding ones. I'll mark everything that's been paid.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
It's a much better system. I believe he's reliable.
Yeah, he's anal. He's a pig.
He's sloppy.
Yeah, he's sloppy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The anal guy should be doing it.
He's better at it.
I'm a pig too. I would not be good at it. It would not be my thing.
Well, good job. Good job organizing.
Well done, Valdez.
I thought there were more in there, but there's definitely pages missing.
I'm sure there are.
Because the book is so tattered.
Maybe like Lurch went in there, saw a big $50
and ripped it out.
There's one he's going to rip out and be the Ovi bet. I mean, that one's still intact.
That's still alive.
Can't believe just for a sweat, you're going to donk off $100.
That's $100. He's going to end up owing me probably $50, so I'll just give him. $50.
You ever seen him? You write down how much is in the savings account?
I know he keeps that under literally his underwear. I know.
All right, so I'm gonna mark the Ayuk one paid.
Yeah.
The week one.
You want to buy out on
the Bucks?
Isn't it a $2 bet?
Yeah, you want to buy out for $1?
No. Okay. Yeah, I sweat $2.
I just gave him $2. $2 bill.
Laugh at $2
from our listener Terrence.
This isn't even a big blind at MGM National Harbor.
I know.
Yeah, it's a 1-3 game. Come on, $2.
All right, it is a Football Friday here on the Fan. We'll be talking a lot about the Commanders game against the Bears. Jaden Daniels' health status. He's mispracticed the last 2 days. We'll get into that, but also. We've got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies. He's going to join us at 6:45. Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, jumps on at 7. They're off to a fantastic start.
5-1.
John Feinstein at 8. And Scott Abraham from ABC 7 will join us at 9 o'clock. So we're packed on a football Friday here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Quick shout out to one of our listeners, Connor, who sent us a bunch of gifts.
Sent me
a $20 Wendy's gift card.
Thank you, Connor Smith.
Really? How many Frosties did I get
from,
you?
By the way, he's listening. Must be on the Odyssey app from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Did I not get it?
Is the mailing address.
And there's no EB.
Maybe yours got lost.
I don't think he likes you.
EB. I don't know.
That's a clear tell. I mean, this doesn't one, like EB.
This package, attention, John Orville, John Paul Flame. Odyssey. I don't see an Eric Bickle on this
that
package.
That means does not like EB, does not like Lurch.
Showing up
I'm guessing you got
Eli,
one.
You got I got ball markers from University of Arizona. Look at
oh,
that.
He hates me. Yeah.
I bet you have something
you,
out Connor. There.
No. Yes, thank you, Connor. We appreciate it.
Even Drabby and myself got one.
Is that true?
Yeah. He gave me a ball marker and gave Drabby like Arizona State
golf
ball.
You and Mike Marr, the odd men out at
Marr,
this point.
I've stooped to your level.
Well, just getting nothing?
Nothing. Nubs.
Zippy.
Should have sent Mike Marr a lid to cover up his botched haircut.
Did he write you a postcard? He wrote me a nice postcard.
Yeah, very nice. He said use the Dunkin' gift card next time you're in Boston. Damn. So that's very
it's
nice.
It's all right. One. That guy can stand in line. Hundreds of thousands of people don't like good old EB.
Thank you, Connor.
It's all good.
I don't know what to do with the postcard, though, to be honest.
Well, at some point, you're going to throw it away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice.
I feel bad. He wrote a nice note. It's like, here, dear JP, the pride you have in your Italian and Puerto Rican heritage is admirable. And he goes on and says this stuff, and then he sends me something about Indian symbols.
Very nice. Look at that. Nice guy. Now, here's what you're going to do. You're gonna appreciate it, and then you're going to chuck it in the trash. I know you. You're a minimalist. You're not going to keep that.
No, what are you going to do with yours?
Connor, thank you. I'm going to chuck it in the trash at some point.
What did he write to you?
I mean, he just said, thank you for helping me laugh throughout each day, blah, blah, blah. It was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice of him.
Right.
Very cool. And I think today we have French toast and waffles on the way.
I saw that from Draft T-shirt.
It's a big day.
Is that from a restaurant or just a listener?
I don't know who's bringing it.
Milk and honey.
If it's from a listener, we probably can't eat it.
No. It's from a listener. There's no probably. We won't eat
it. Okay, who's it from? And
JP would probably eat it, but the three other junks.
Oh, he definitely would eat
it. A firm line in the sand about eating homemade food.
You'll eat homemade cookies, though. If somebody brought in homemade cookies, that's happened before. Jason's brought cookies
maybe
in.
Maybe.
I mean, listen, you can catch instances where we do it. It's not something that normal people
Here's
like
Here's where
to
I
do.
Draw the line. Like, entrees. breakfast entrees, pies. Yeah. I'm not going to eat a pie that somebody, especially if a piece of the pie is missing.
You don't know their grooming habits.
Homemade pie, I'd love it.
Yeah, but not if somebody's taking a big chunk
out.
Don't
know, like,
that's odd.
Listen,
that's an outlier.
Yeah, I don't want to kill a dead guy, but Robert the Mailman was one of the grossest looking people. Like, you don't know what his kitchen was like. I can only imagine what Robert's
kitchen
was. He
brought in his world-famous lasagna.
Yeah. You know how
world famous,
like,
yeah.
I actually got a kick out of Robert the Mailman. I thought he was a really, really fun, entertaining guy.
Love flops,
but
too.
I did not want to ever eat anything that came from his kitchen.
I ate his lasagna. I felt it was disrespectful not to eat it.
Yeah,
I also ate Brandon Lang's French toast with his secret ingredient.
Yeah, again. I mean, he made it.
He made that here. So kind of still made what was going on.
I'm secret more trustworthy of our listeners.
Cocaine.
Bluff. Yeah.
It's not that you're not trustworthy. It's just that they're dirty. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they're trying to poison us. They're just gross.
I'm trustworthy. I had listeners over to my house for the book party.
No.
Yeah, but Eric's talking about, like, if a dandruff flake goes into their bag.
That could happen at a restaurant.
I mean, just, like, you know how creepy some of these
guys. That could happen when
are?
You go to somebody's house for a dinner party.
Yeah, but you know them, so you know, like, most of my friends are pretty clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I didn't have one friend in Robert the Mailman's zip code and dirtiness.
Right? Poor guy. Feel bad for him.
Nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Very nice guy. But, I mean, the guy was losing limbs. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, it wasn't his fault. He had diabetes.
I mean, he wasn't taking care of his body.
He was an angry guy at times, too.
He was definitely angry.
I mean, you're emphasizing nice.
His
he was
Robert
nice to
the
us.
Angry mailman.
Yes.
Like, that was his moniker.
If there's a heaven right now, he is stomping his feet, listening.
Yeah.
With missing toes. Yeah.
Definitely missing toes.
He was a nice guy. He was just having fun.
All right, let's open up the Jackie Sports page, because right now there's so much going on.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something that's slightly annoying. When you have a game on Amazon, and then you have the other games on YouTube TV, there's a lot of, like, clicking off.
Sure.
It's a kind of a pain
gotta
in the neck.
Got to go off platforms.
Yeah. Yes.
I was watching the Wiz last night. Let's open up with the Wiz. And they hosted the Celtics in their home opener. Final score was 122-102. All right, so that stays under the total.
Ooh, and under. Look at that.
But the Celtics obviously covered the 13.5.
Shocker, my initial lean was, I like the 13.5 the Wizards are catching.
Yeah.
But I didn't bet it, but that was my insta-lean.
And you probably like the over.
I don't know if I like the over so much as I like the side with the Wizards catching the points.
And, of course, he liked Koulibaly to go over 8.5 points.
Yeah.
And he finished with 8. And you guys are saying that he just sat for the last 15, 20 minutes.
I don't think they played minutes. Him in the last quarter for sure.
So
he easily would have got another bucket.
Because believe me, I was getting a kick out of watching that.
Yeah.
I'll say
crazy
this.
The only reason why I kept
but
it
let's
on.
Start with Alex Saar. Alex Saar played 22 minutes.
Yeah.
He finished 1-for-7. He was 0-for-5
started,
from 3.
Though.
Started.
Yep.
Had a nice block or two in the first.
Bob Carrington started too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Telling going you. Young.
By the way,
they started three young kids.
Listen to the broadcast. I couldn't believe this when I heard it. Bob Carrington's first NBA game he's ever been to was the one he played in last night.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that kind of surprising?
Well, I mean, he's seen him a million times, but the first one he's actually been to.
Been to in person.
I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it.
Just found that kind of weird. Kind
but
of an outlier
stat. Did they start three teenagers?
Well,
is Koulibaly still a teenager?
He's 20, I believe.
Oh, okay. Right.
So a 20-year-old and two 19-year-olds.
Wow. I'll say this about Koulibaly because I've been critical that I've wanted to see more flashes offensively. And we heard Will Dawkins' GM say on this show that they're going to put the ball in his hands for playmaking. I was impressed with his passing. I think he finished with 6 assists and 6 rebounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a little more from his offensive game, but maybe he just doesn't have that right now.
I mean,
maybe that's not the player that he's going to be.
He took 2 shots last night.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be that type
though.
Of player.
He went to the line 8 times.
You know, but maybe he could be, I'm going to bring up a Hall of Famer, maybe he can be a Scottie Pippen type.
Oh, I'd be excited for him to be a Scottie Pippen.
Oh. Now, Scottie Pippen developed into
poor
a much
man.
Better
be
scorer.
A very poor man, right. Scottie Pippen.
He developed into a much better scorer, but Scottie Pippen was known for playing defense, which is what they want from him, being kind of a playmaker.
I mean, it's hard for him to get up shots when Kuzma had 16, Poole had 17, and Valanciunas had 13 shots. There's aren't that many more shots to go around.
Well, they need somebody
I brought
to
that
score.
Up with, yeah. with who did I bring that up with? Was it Saar?
Might
or
have been
was
Saar,
it, or
yeah.
was it Keefe? I can't remember. But yeah, I mean, Kuzma and Poole are going to. Poole couldn't miss in the first quarter.
Right. He was on fire.
He finished with six threes. I think he hit. Did he hit four of those in the first quarter?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he hit a bunch. So what were your thoughts on that?
Launching them.
What do you mean? On the overall?
Yeah, just on the overall.
Well, it just kind of went about exactly how you thought.
Yeah.
Right?
And Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown and the rest of the Celtics are just better by far.
I mean, I expect them to win. I just want
them to compete. NBA superstars. Like, they're world champions, like, for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, the story that is kind of going around is, you know, Tatum was benched, essentially benched, in the Olympics. Steve Kerr didn't play him in one of those games. Mm-hmm. And now he's on a mission just going off, it seems like, in the first couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's going to be on an MVP type of tear this year.
So we're off
like on a mission to
JP.
To
we're off to a decent start in our win total plays for the year because we have Wizards under 20.5.
You're already tracking those, like
that's why we're doing it just day by day to, right. to watch what happens.
Daily
in the
sweat. So yeah. I understand the daily sweat.
We've got the Mavs over 49.5. They beat the Spurs last night by 11.
Klay Thompson had six threes.
Klay hit six. Luka hit 28, 10, and he was two dimes short of a trip dub.
I have to say, I know that, and they were talking about this on the Allcast mm-hmm. with Patsos. I know that the NBA coaches now are sort of casual. They wear whatever they want.
A lot of quarter zips and sweatpants.
When Wes was here, Wes Jr.,
yeah.
he would wear like wizard sweaters or whatever.
Yep.
Keith just doesn't care. Keith literally looks like he rolled out of bed.
Well, I didn't even remember what he was wearing last night.
Well, he was wearing just like a cheap, thin Wizards pullover thing.
Okay. That's what they all wear now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Keith looked like he rolled out of bed. He looked like he fit right in on this show.
You yeah. should see what the OKC coach looks like.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Unshaved.
I don't mind unfazed. It's like an athleisure trend.
Yes.
Like sporty pants.
Yeah.
Quarter zip top. That's yeah. kind of the look.
Yeah.
All right. So the Wiz will play. They're off tonight. I believe they play Saturday against Cleveland here. I think they stay at home to play Cleveland. So, all right, four games last night, and obviously the Wizards were the one we were paying attention to. Thursday Night Football, interesting, because the Rams are obviously a totally different team when they've got their two top receivers, who they got back last night, and they beat the Vikings. The Vikings have now dropped two straight to mm-hmm. fall to 5-2, but the Rams improved to 3-4, and they're certainly not out of it, not in that division.
Nope.
Not in the NFC. They could go on a run here with their weapons at full strength. So Kupp comes back. Stafford threw four touchdowns last night.
He only had three going into that game.
Yeah.
That tells you the difference with having Puka and Cooper Kupp out there. Now he threw two touchdowns to Robinson.
To Robinson, correct.
But
both
Puka looked great.
He only had two catches, both scores. But Puka had seven catches. Kupp had five.
How did Kupp look? Obviously, he had an impact. How did he look?
When I was watching, he looked good.
All the speed and cuts and everything was there.
Yeah.
He wasn't featured as much when I was watching. Now, his touchdown was...
They targeted him a bunch, though.
Yeah, his touchdown was nice. It was kind of a scramble play.
Yeah.
So, like, he cut to the inside, and Stafford had some pressure, and then he
cut back out.
You know, those guys have great chemistry, and he just mm-hmm. knew where to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the controversial call at the end?
I saw the highlight, and that game was pretty... It was within one score,
it was
wasn't
28-20 it? 28-20
when this play happened. Oh, so it was
28-20, okay. So Darnold gets sacked in the end zone, and he gets pulled down
by the face mask. Yeah, they missed
it. And there's an umpire, or I don't know, side judge, I don't know which one it is, that's literally 5 feet behind the play.
Mm-hmm.
He's staring right at the play. Doesn't throw a flag. I just don't understand. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You have one job. Your job is to throw a flag when the quarterback is pulled down by his helmet. That's a penalty.
And that would have been huge because that would have been 15 yards.
Right. Then
there was under 2 minutes left.
To try to go down the field and
possibly score.
Tie the game.
Needed a two-point conversion to tie it.
What are we doing here? Robot umps.
They botched it.
We need robot umps, CB. We're at that point.
So
robot referees and field judges,
Darnold
please.
Darnold started out well.
Yeah, he was on fire.
He was
early.
On fire. He finished with 18 completions, two touchdowns. Justin Jefferson had 8 catches for a 115. The touchdowns went to Josh Oliver and to Trent Sherfield Sr. Getting back to the Rams, 4 touchdowns for Stafford, 2 to Robinson, 1 to Kupp, as we mentioned, and then 1 to Kyron Williams. So
the Vikings
Kyron Williams had a big day, too.
The Vikings touchdowns, outside from Darnold, they helped nobody in fantasy football. Trent Sherfield and Josh Oliver?
No, no one has them.
Those guys aren't even on rosters.
Mm. Fantasy football-wise,
yeah,
I have a team that's undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 10-team league. There are quarterbacks available. Now, I drafted Anthony Richardson.
Yep.
All right.
It's not
a lot of potential.
Not great at this point.
I kind of want to keep him on the roster. Mm-hmm. I have Kyler Murray. He's a roller coaster.
Yep.
Sam Darnold's available.
Yep.
Geno Smith's available. Matthew Stafford's available.
Sam Darnold has a marshmallowy soft schedule over the next three or four games. Mm-hmm. I know he plays the Jaguars. I think he plays another like bottom tier pass defense team. I don't have their schedule in front of me. I could pull it up. I might add Darnold to the mix.
Geno's leading the league in passing yards.
Geno's a good option too.
And now that Stafford has Kupp and Nacua back.
I got Stafford on a team with Purdy, but I just picked up Tua, so I don't know what I'm going to do there.
The Vikings,
I can't play Purdy when he doesn't have his guys.
Vikings next two are against the Colts, who have a hard time stopping anybody through the air, and then they're at the Jaguars, who are the worst in the league at stopping the pass. So Darnold over the next 2 weeks should be pretty good.
I feel like I'd be holding my nose if I'm playing Sam Darnold.
I don't, JP, I'm doing it in the league. I don't love it, but I do it.
That's I kind of want to see what Kyler does this week.
Sam Darnold has 14 touchdowns already.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's what I do every time Mariota takes a snap.
Yeah. A lot of nose holding.
I go back to the old, like, Rex Grossman, yeah. Hold your nose.
Right.
See what happens. Could be good, could be horrific.
All right, so what do we get? What do we got next? Because I got some more stories here.
Got Kevin McCarthy.
Okay. All right. Let me get through a couple more. All right. This is a big story for college football that kind of broke yesterday. This allegedly happened back in July. But Penn State had two football players who are no longer on the team for obvious reasons that allegedly raped a 17-year-old.
This happened a couple of years ago, right? Is that what you said?
No, it happened July this past summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a different instance.
No, July 7th. And Penn State coach James Franklin was doing a press conference yesterday, and he was asked about it, and he just said, can't talk about it, and he walked away. He said, I'm not doing this. But defensive end Jameel Lyons, who's 19, also a linebacker Kavion Keys, who's also 19, both charged with felony rape, aggravated assault without consent. The alleged incident happened July 7th in their apartment. Now, these two kids, once Penn State found out about it, they kicked them off the team. So,
what if they're 100% innocent?
I don't know. I mean, that's
what do you do?
That's what
they must have trial's some gonna overwhelming be. Evidence to do that. But okay,
I mean, it's a huge story.
Yeah,
but anyway, so Franklin didn't talk about it. The kids aren't on the team anymore.
Right.
They're being charged. It's a big time story. So in college football.
Well, sounds like a freaking tragedy.
It's 100%. All right. So last night in college football, there's a couple games. First of all, in the ACC, Pittsburgh's undefeated now. All right. So they're 7-0. They were preseason to pick or to finish 13th in the ACC. So no one expected anything from them. They've got one of the best transfer quarterbacks from the portal. Eli Holstein started at Alabama, and now he's at Pitt. Didn't do a lot last night. Didn't have to because Kyle McCord, who was Syracuse's quarterback, didn't throw one pick six, didn't throw two pick sixes, threw three pick sixes in the first half.
Brutal.
Coming into the game, he was having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
They're 5-1. He had 19 touchdowns and one pick. Right. Mm-hmm. Now he's got 19 and six picks.
Right.
He threw five last night.
Ask me who I started in college fantasy.
I played in that game last night.
I started the same person.
He's setting records at Syracuse because no quarterback has ever had five consecutive 300-yard passing games in Syracuse football history until Kyle McCord.
Makes me rethink what I'm doing with my life, that I'm sweating what's happening with the Syracuse quarterback on a Thursday night.
But think about that.
But I was. There I was.
He threw a pick six on the first possession or second possession. Then Pittsburgh went down, kicked the field goal. Then he throws another pick six. 17-0. Then he throws a third pick six.
Right.
It means 24-0. Game over. He's throwing pick sixes everywhere. Finishes with five.
That's crazy. It's got to be a record, right?
I mean, how could it
not
be? I don't
know if it's a record, but it hadn't happened in a long time.
Who throws three pick sixes and a half?
And a half.
By the way, he ended up with five.
Right.
Yeah.
Five interceptions.
And three went back for
scores. He gave me 3.84 fantasy points.
Mm. Hold on. You had the same quarterback that You had the Syracuse quarterback.
Yes, yeah, Kyle McCord.
How could you even have positive points?
He gave me 17 points. How did you get three and I got seven?
You have a different scoring
wacky
system.
Scoring system. I don't know what to tell
my
you.
My other quarterback.
Throw five interceptions, it'd be three pick sixes and be in the positive.
I don't know.
He threw for a 321
yards and he had a rushing touchdown.
Pick six is way overwhelmed that.
Okay.
A pick six is like minus one.
Well, that's what he's saying.
That's crazy. You should be like minus 100.
No, it's minus one each time.
I need Billy Edwards to do some work because that's my other quarterback this week.
Mm-hmm. And again, just this weekend on the schedule, some big games here locally. Navy will play, not host, but they're going to play up at East Rutherford. They're playing Notre Dame, 14-point dogs. Army and Navy, both undefeated, both ranked. Navy's 24, Army's 23. So this is a huge game. Noon kick on ABC.
That's my tingle. You want to take the $20 I owe you, and I'll take Navy plus 14, the points.
Done.
Sold.
All right, put that in the book, Valdez.
Big midshipman.
Good.
Guy.
Now I got a little action.
I'm Pete Medhurst Jr.
Even though I'll be watching the Georgia Tech Virginia Tech game, which is also at 12 ACC Network. Big game for the Hokies. They're 4-3. Georgia Tech
favored.
Yeah, they're favored by about 11 because Georgia Tech's quarterback, Haynes King, is banged up, probably won't play. Uh-huh. And then, of course, the Terps play up in Minnesota. So some of the local schools, big games this weekend. Game one World Series also tonight on Fox out in L.A.
We got Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, joining us at 7 o'clock. But next, it's Kevin McCarthy on the movies here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We've got Coach Spencer Carberry, head coach of the 5-1 Washington Capitals, joining us at 7 o'clock. But joining us right now is Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. And Kevin, yesterday I was walking towards the bathroom, and one of the TVs was on Fox 5, and you were hyping a show, which I haven't checked out yet. You talked about it, I think, last week or the week before, but I'm assuming you've watched more episodes. Can you fill us in on Disclaimer again?
It's time to get Rick.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so excited.
Yes, you are. You love Disclaimer, too. This is right your wheelhouse.
Let me tell you guys right now, this series, it's a 7-part series. There's the 5th episode's out today. And I'll tell you right now, I mean, like, I watched the entire thing in one sitting, and I never do that because then they sent me all the episodes because I was doing press for it. I was interviewing Sacha Baron Cohen and Cate Blanchett and everybody involved, and I was just, you know, I couldn't stop watching it. And the first 5 episodes are out now. So for people who aren't aware with the story, basically Cate Blanchett's character is a journalist, and she receives a book in the mail by an unknown author, and she starts reading the book and realizing that she's actually the lead character of the story, and it's revealing dark secrets about her past. And what the show does is it tells you different perspectives of what's going on, and you're trying to figure out what's real, what's not real, who do you believe, who don't you believe. It's a psychological thriller. So Sacha Baron Cohen plays her husband, and then Kevin Kline plays somebody who's involved with the book. And I will say this, so Cate Blanchett's character in present day, the younger version of her character, Layla George, that's the storyline that's kind of being told in the book. It's fascinating. And it's like one of the most gripping, intense, terrifying at times. And the guy who directed it, Alfonso Cuarón, one of my favorite filmmakers of all time, he did a movie called Children of Men, Gravity. He did Prisoner of Azkaban, the best Harry Potter film. I highly recommend it. Apple TV is really kind of putting out some of the best material. Severance was amazing. Sugar with Colin Farrell was fantastic. They have some great content. Ted Lasso. So I highly recommend it. It's amazing. Episode 5 is out today.
Very cool. All right, so get into the movies that you're talking about this weekend.
Yeah, so Conclave. Listen, Eric, sometimes this is not necessarily a courtroom drama, but this is a movie that I think all 4 of you will love.
Why?
It's because it's a gripping thriller.
All right.
So it's called Conclave, and so it's Ralph Fiennes who's playing the lead. So the idea of the movie opens up, and the Pope has died in the beginning of the story.
All right.
And they essentially, the Conclave, they put the Cardinal Lawrence, played by Ralph Fiennes, is essentially tasked with helping to elect the new Pope, and you're behind the Vatican walls while they're sequestered, all the cardinals. And it is such an intense story, and it doesn't sound like it would be, but the cast is unbelievable. Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, Ralph Fiennes, as I mentioned, and it just feels like it's so intense. The music, the election process, like you feel like you're kind of in a courtroom, and all the drama that's going on behind the scenes, all the people who are trying to get to become the Pope, and people who are doing, you know, things they shouldn't be doing to get into that place to become the Pope. And it's just a really gripping thriller. I was blown away by it. It's rated PG, and it feels like an R-rated film just because of how intense and dark it is at times. And Ralph Fiennes, dude, like, I mean, we all know he's an amazing actor.
Oh, he's so good.
I think Lithgow is excellent.
Ralph Fiennes is so freaking good.
Mm-hmm. Lithgow's great. So is Stanley Tucci.
Oh, I've hated Stanley Tucci ever since he murdered that little girl in The Lovely Bones.
Oh,
like,
that
he's such a good actor.
Spoiler alert.
Such
the movie
a good
came
actor.
Out like 15 years ago.
I'm telling you guys, you got every one of you, if you go see this movie, I mean, like, it is just, like, it's so well done. It's one of the best movies I've seen this year, and I was just, I'd never talked to Ralph Fiennes before, and Ralph, it's so funny, his name is spelled Ralph, but it's actually pronounced Rafe.
Yep. It's weird.
Which I find interesting. It's so funny as I was interviewing, because he's pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
And like, he just kind of stares at you like...
I mean, you're interviewing Francis Dolarhyde from Red Dragon. That has to be pretty intimidating.
It's also Voldemort, but he has a nose in real life.
Right. That's true.
You know, but... And then, I mean, I think one of the best performances of his career is probably Schindler's List. I mean, he's just, you know, terrifying in that movie. But yeah, he's incredible.
Why do you sleep on him in Bruges, Kevin?
Oh, dude, what about Quiz Show?
I do sleep on that. I officially sleep on Quiz Show.
Dude, in Bruges is masterpiece.
It's so good.
I think you guys will love this movie. Eric, I know you don't go to the movies that often, but like this one in particular, I think is just, you know, it feels like one of those movies from like the 90s where it's just like very intense in your face. And there's a lot of, you know, it's a controversial subject, obviously, and the film has a lot of controversy in around it as well. But the cool thing about the film is you're taken behind the scenes of this process, and it's one of the most, you know, I didn't really know how the electoral aspect of it worked. I mean, we see it in the news. You see the smoke and all those things that are part of the election of the Pope. But I was just completely blown away by how intense it was. So I loved it.
Did you see Juror Number Two yet?
No. So it's so funny. I was supposed to see it this week. So this week's been kind of crazy. I saw Gladiator 2 yesterday, and then I had to see, what did I see? I saw a movie called Here the other day with Tom Hanks and Robin Wright. But Juror Number Two, I was supposed to see, but the timing didn't work out. I don't know if you guys have heard about this movie Here, but basically Robert Zemeckis directed it, the guy who did Back to the Future and Forrest Gump. The entire film, the camera is set in one spot the entire movie, and it takes place over like thousands of years. And if you think about it, like the spot you're sitting in right now as you do your show, like what was happening in that spot, like, you know, 500 years ago or 100 years ago. It's kind of crazy to think about it. And so the whole movie takes place in this one room, essentially, that the camera is set up in, that, you know, from dinosaurs until present day.
That's strange.
That's a weird concept, but
it's kind of wild.
It's kind of intriguing.
I'm interviewing Tom Hanks today, which I'm excited about. He's always been awesome. I can't talk about Gladiator 2 yet, unfortunately, but I'll tell you guys, I'll have a review on that coming up. I'm interviewing the cast this weekend, Denzel Washington and Paul Mescal and everybody. It's funny, I was at a...
Robin Wright, I get a little bit sighed.
Hey, Kevin, we got to run.
Saw her in a pool with her ex-husband, Sean Penn, back in like 1996.
We have the coach of the Caps joining us at 7 o'clock, so we got to run. But what was your official rating for Conclave? Is it a 5 out of 5?
I'm going 4.5 out of 5, but I'm pretty much, I'm kind of close to a 5 on it. But I think I'm at 4.5 right now. I want to see it one more time, but it's amazing. And also, anybody out there who's a horror movie fan, Terrifier 3 and Smile 2 are really solid horror films at theaters right now. But watch Disclaimer. Jason, start Disclaimer. I guarantee you, you'll be blown away by it.
I want to watch that. Yeah. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Kevin.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Say hi to Denzel for us.
gives Conclave a 4.5 out of 5. Who knew a thriller about finding the new pope would be so exciting?
I don't think it's going to thrill your boy over here, but it'll thrill some
people. Maybe it was about Marquez Pope.
Yeah, it's about him. Yeah, Eddie Pope. Any other pope.
Coming up next, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, joins us here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.